And welcome to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, it's another beautiful Tuesday in the Northeast. Gorgeous weather, just a little hint of fall. Finally, we in the Northeast are able to get that little cooling trend, so we can now take our little buddies with us. Of course, still not leaving them in the car unattended, but at least now we are able to go out, enjoy ourselves, and start taking Fido out with us. Well, we have some really wonderful success stories. We have a lot of service dog placements coming up in the next couple of weeks. We've got a bunch in New Jersey. We've got some in Michigan. We've got California. We've got a whole bunch of them, and we're always so excited because this is really the culmination of many, many people's hard work and a lot of time and a lot of money creating the best service dogs out there. So we've got a couple of different dogs that are really going to be, I think, kind of our more interesting dogs. Every one of these dogs has started out in a shelter. That doesn't mean that's where you're supposed to start out, but it definitely means that this dog should have been dead. And that's what's really scary, because we have all these amazing dogs out there, and so many of them will be euthanized. Right now, while we're speaking, somewhere they're euthanizing hundreds of dogs. Hundreds of dogs. And that is a very, very scary proposition. When we start euthanizing beautiful, healthy dogs, forget about the breed. Forget about all of that. Forget about where they came from. But why are we in this country euthanizing so many healthy dogs when, you know, there are people like me and many of you who are listening all the time who have dogs who we would do anything in the world to keep those dogs alive for a long time. But unfortunately, those dogs, you know, those dogs are those dogs that wind up in a shelter, sometimes through no fault of their own. Sometimes it can be as simple as having a dog who sheds too much. Sometimes it can be having a dog who barks too much. Or it got too big. Like, gee, I didn't know that Great Danes really get to 170 pounds. I thought it was going to stay little and cute. Gee, it was only 30 pounds when we got it. What happened? Well, it's like the ignorance of thinking a newborn baby isn't going to turn into Shaquille O'Neal someday. Well, chances are he's not going to turn into a gigantic dog, but when you buy a Great Dane, people, you kind of have an idea that the Great Dane is going to be big. Otherwise, they'd call it a Petite Dane. It's called a Great Dane because it gets big. Now, some of our other dogs who have been, we've been working really hard on, some of them we've been actually keeping in our training program for up to about 15 months, but most of our dogs are only about 4 to 6 months of training, and then there's additional training that goes on there where once we know where the dog is going and we've gotten our behavioral information all set up, we can then take the dog and bring the dog into almost any situation. Right now at United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids, we are actually out there trying to, basically teach people like you, who are dog-loving, wonderful people with big hearts. We're trying to teach people, more people, how to do what we do, how to rehabilitate dogs with behavioral issues and turn them into the best dogs ever. So why do we do what we do? Well, I'll tell you why we do what we do. Because 4 million dead dogs every year, healthy dogs without issues, that is just way too much for me. I don't like the concept of any dogs dying, but if we're going to start euthanizing dogs just to euthanize dogs, I mean, isn't there something else we can do? Can't we go after people who are breeding mixed breed designer disasters? Well, a lot of you guys are not going to love what I wrote about in my new book, because I talk about just that. Why are we breeding mixed breed dogs, people? There are some amazing mixed breed dogs and purebred dogs right now in shelters around the country, and these dogs are going to die because nobody is going to adopt them. So why are we doing that, and why are we allowing these wonderful dogs to die on a daily basis when we could rescue those and retrain them, rehabilitate them, and train them to become great companion dog, or even service and therapy dog. So it's a really, really exciting concept to rescue a dog. But when you go to a shelter, and if you're in the Northeast and you're used to these beautiful shelters that are in the metropolitan areas of the Northeast, where you say, oh, that's not that bad. Oh, they're living in a cage. And oh, that's sad they're living in a cage, but it's not so bad. Well, stop thinking about it like that, because if you've ever been down to Georgia or some of the Carolinas, Louisiana, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Kansas, and a whole group of other states, probably three quarters of the United States, shelters are not like you guys are thinking. If you live in a very affluent area, I guarantee your shelter is not going to be a junkyard. But if you live in an area that's middle class or lower middle class or low class, as far as not as far as the people, but as far as the level of economic success in the area, where you have people who are living in, you know, in a single wide or in a double wide that might not be in very good shape, don't think that these dogs that are living in shelters are going to be getting the life of Riley. Of course they're not. They don't get to live in a beautiful place. And dogs don't really care if they're living in a beautiful place. But the problem is that if there isn't enough space and you think that your dog is going to be one of those dogs who's rescued because, you know, oh, he's a great dog, somebody will know how great he is, they only have 3 days. And imagine if you suddenly were separated from your family who you've lived with for months or years, sometimes even 10 or 12 years people give dogs up. God only knows why. If you give that dog up, what makes you think that somebody is going to take that dog and love it? That dog, chances are, is going to be one of those dogs who's euthanized. So when you make that decision to get that dog or puppy and then you change your mind, it is your responsibility to find that dog a home. Don't dump it at the shelter so that for 3 or 4 or 5 days before it's euthanized, it's going to be terrified out of its mind. That's abusive. If you can't keep your dog, then you find somebody. Don't blame it on the shelter. Oh, the shelter couldn't find anyone. You made a commitment to a dog. You completely blew your commitment to the dog. You're abandoning the dog. And I'm sorry to say it that way, but I'm pretty blunt. You're abandoning something that you promised to take care of. That's like your spouse leaving you and leaving you high and dry with no money and not even having a house, and now you're homeless. That's what we do to our dogs. Very good job, America. I think we need to change that. Now, what can you do if you have a dog? And we're going to talk about that today. If you have a dog and you're going to need to give the dog up, whether you're going into a nursing home, you've been injured, you can't afford the dog, whatever, the main thing to do is to find someone locally, and you can put signs up. You could put a sign up. I wouldn't do Craigslist because there's a lot of crazy people. Even though I love Craigslist, there are a lot of crazy people out there, and I wouldn't necessarily trust that your dog isn't going to be a bait dog somewhere. Some very sweet-looking young girl comes in, oh, I really want him. I'm going to take such good care of him. Puts him in the car with, you know, and then goes back home to her boyfriend or her pimp or whatever and says, hey, we got another bait dog, and now your dog winds up being basically shredded and mauled. So we're going to talk today about ways in which you can give your dog up the right way if you do need to. We're going to also talk about some other things, but that's a primary thing today. How do you rehome and find a great home for your dog? We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we're talking about how do you find a great home for your dog. Let's say you've got the best dog in the world, and you know how bad the economy is thanks to the government and the higher-ups. Well, the government is not always good. Actually, the government is rarely good. And it almost doesn't matter who's the president and who's in charge, but I know from living in New Jersey that Governor Christie's doing a pretty amazing job of keeping New Jersey going in a direction that we are all very happy with. So get away from party line. But let's just say for a moment you have a dog and you lost your job because of whatever, and your home is being repossessed, okay, it's being foreclosed on. There are a lot of programs to help people. Get on the internet, people, and you'll find a lot of ways to save your home. And let's say you know that, hey, this is it. We can't keep the dog anymore. Or you have an elderly parent or aunt or relative who has a little dog, and no one in the family will take that dog. I don't know why. If there were a child, somebody would take that child. But let's say, you know, grandma's going into a nursing home, and her four-year-old Yorkie, because, of course, you bought the dog for her when she was 81, and I don't know how many years you expected grandma to live, but a Yorkie can live 15, 16, 17 years. So I guess you were expecting grandma to go from, what, 80 to 97? So that's really good forethought and thinking, hey, grandma will last a long time. So now we have a four, five, six-year-old dog who has been living, probably not going out for a walk and using wee-wee pads, and we have this dog, we have to find a new home for it. Or you got a dog and you didn't realize that it has hair. Gee whiz, it's a German Shepherd. I never would think that a German Shepherd Husky mix might have hair that's going to get all over the place. Go up your nose, get in your clothes, go in your eyes. That's what they do. If you don't want a dog and you don't want dog hair, then you probably ought to live in a place by yourself without any animal, because animals and humans shed, and we shed hair. So if your dog is a shedding dog and you say, gee, you know, I'm a fuss pot, you know, I'm an OCD person, and I definitely don't want any dirt, well, then don't get a dog or a cat or anything. You can get a nice little stuffed animal or pillow or a little painting, and you can sit it in the corner. But if you have a living creature, living things do things. Children get in trouble. Children make dirt and messes, but we still tolerate them. As a matter of fact, most people enjoy having them around. We love our dogs, but let's face it, we don't set our dogs up for success. We set our dogs up for failure. So now all of these different people who have the various, different reasons for giving a dog up, or your dog is aggressive, or your dog bites, or your dog jumps, or your dog has behavioral issues. Now, if your dog has a behavioral issue and that is why you are giving the dog up, we will help you. UnitedK9Professionals.com. We actually have an 800 number. It's a hotline that if you have a dog or you know someone who's giving a dog up for a behavioral reason, And this isn't what we're telling the shelter, but what is actually the reason. So let's just say for a moment that we have a dog, and that this dog is, let's say, it's the best dog in the world, has no behavioral issues. You don't think that if you ask around for the month or two before you have to give the dog up, you can find somebody looking for a dog? Of course you can. If it's a good dog, it's very easy to give the dog up. Now, how about if you have a dog who is 7, 8, 9 years old, and people are like, oh, I don't really want an older dog. I don't want to fall in love with it, and then it dies. Well, plenty of younger dogs, especially these designer disasters, wind up with really bad health issues, and they die at 3 or 4 anyway. So you might get more years out of a 7-year-old mutt that, or a smaller dog that lives longer than you would get out of a purebred, out of a mixed breed hybrid designer disaster. So it's very, very important for everybody to take a little responsibility. If you have a dog with a behavioral issue that you're thinking of giving up to the shelter, assume that whatever the issue is not going to go away, because it won't. And assume that the best thing to do in the entire world is to have somebody, a behaviorist or a behavioral expert, to come and help you. Now, if you call us at 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, PROS, P-R-O-S, 855-4-K-9-PROS, you can reach us, and we will give you free help on the phone. 100% free. We don't ask you for a credit card. It's not about money. It's never about money. It's about helping dogs. So if somebody has a dog with a behavioral issue, we can fix it. We have people in 37 states, soon to be 38, and we even have people in 8 other countries, including Bulgaria and Mexico. I mean, and we have awesome people that we've trained. So we can help you by phone. It will cost you nothing. If it's something quick and easy, which a lot of these things are, you're going to get free advice from experts, from people who are doing this for 30 years and are the experts in the field for free, because we don't want you to have to give your dog up. It's not about the money. Some people, it's all about the money. Anybody who charges by the hour, it's for the money. We're not like that at United Canine Professionals. And you can go onto our website at United, the letter K, the number 9, professionals with an S, .com, and we will be so happy to help you out. So that 855-4-K9-PROS is our hotline, and we're always, always eager to help people so that people can be helped and worked with over the phone, and we can probably fix a lot of the issues on the phone. If for some reason we can't fix the behavioral issues on the phone and help you, I have a wonderful ebook. It's also a hardcover, but you can get a copy of it very, very inexpensively by visiting our website. The link should be live within the next week or so. So if you know somebody who's contemplating giving up a dog who has a behavioral issue, have them call us, 855-4-K9-PROS. We will work with them on the phone. If we need to come out, we'll send one of our certified canine behavior specialists out to that person. And yes, there's a fee, but, you know, if you hired an obedience trainer, if you needed a mechanic, you'd be paying something. But don't go and waste your money on, you know, the little silly classes at the box store. Those are great for socializing a new puppy or doing things like that. But, you know, the most important thing really is to make sure that your dog is, you know, socialized, your dog is taken care of the right way at the beginning so he doesn't develop behavioral issues. And that is super, super important. So the next thing is, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment as well, is where do you find appropriate homes for a dog? Let's say you've got a dog, whether it's got a behavioral issue or not, because, of course, we're going to fix the behavioral issue so you don't need to get rid of the dog. But a lot of people do have genuine reasons. A reason is not sufficient that you have a 4-year-old or 3-year-old dog and you say, I had another baby and it's just too much work with the dog and the baby. Well, you know what? I had a very, very obviously someone who shouldn't drive or procreate person contact me, and she wanted to donate her dog because she was having a second child. And she said, you know, it's just too much work. And I'm having a second baby, and it's just too much with the dog. So I kind of snooty and kind of little, you know, sarcasm that I've been known to produce a moment of. And I said to her, I said, oh, that's wonderful, you're pregnant. I said, are you planning to have another child after? She said, well, we'd like to have four. I said, oh, so are you going to get rid of your first child when you have your third child? She said, well, of course not. I said, but why are you getting rid of the dog then? Same thing. We will be right back with some great ways to find a wonderful home for your dog. Stay tuned.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And of course, the day would not be complete without a wonderful shout out to our amazing future Dr. Jody Joseph, who is at Cornell right now, and she is certainly a wonderful, wonderful creature. We adore her, and she's just amazing. So let's just talk about something for a moment. We've got so many different options and so many different places where you can actually go to be able to work with a dog and even find a great home for a dog that you just might not be thinking about. Well, where can you find a dog a home? Well, a lot of places. One of the main things that you can do is you can actually decide to go to someone who has not a shelter but a rescue group. A lot of times rescues won't take a dog, though, if the dog is actually from a private home. They will only pull from a shelter. But there are some rescues, especially if you have a breed, a specific purebred dog or mostly one breed dog, that people will actually come and help you and be able to, hopefully take the dog for you so that you don't wind up having to euthanize your dog. Now, a couple of the different things that happen with dogs, people tend to put dogs on the internet, on like websites. Now, you can put your dog on maybe Pet Finder if you can find a local shelter or rescue to sponsor you, and I believe there's a private way of doing that too. Pet Finder is a much, much better idea, though, than to just put an ad in the newspaper or Craigslist. The most important thing is don't ship a dog. You go to the people's house. You tell them, okay, we'd like to meet. This is the dog. Tell them about the dog. If the people seem like they're good, you go to the house. If they want to ship the dog, that is not going to be good. You want to sit down. You want to meet the whole family. You want to explain and tell them, listen, you know, I had this dog. He's a great dog. I lost my house. If somebody is a friend or at least a friend of a friend,
that's always wonderful, because then at least, even though it's not a guarantee, it's a pretty good chance that you're going to be able to, you know, find a good, solid home for the dog, instead of just finding somebody who's, you know, ready to just take the dog and dump it for all intents and purposes. So one of the things is, again, going to a shelter or rescue group, asking around at your vet's office, your veterinarian, especially if you've got a good rapport, if you tell them, listen, you know, I've had a problem, like my grandmother's dog who you've been treating, you know, the dog is having a problem, you know, I mean, grandma was having a problem, the dog was, you know, it was great, or well, this is a minor issue he has, but, you know, we have a behavioral expert who is going to be working with us. You can even give those new people our number, and we will help them. Remember, together we can prevent the senseless euthanasia of 4 million dogs every year. Healthy dogs, not sick dogs, healthy dogs. That's the sin. So you can always go to your veterinarian or your groomer, if it's a dog who goes to a groomer, and talk to your groomer and say, hey, whoever was handling the dog and knows the dog, because they have a vested interest in making sure that that dog doesn't go the way of many other dogs. You say to the groomer, listen, I don't expect you to take the dog, but are there people who might be here who have a similar dog who might be looking for a second dog? Or are there people who are looking to, you know, have a dog? He's a really good dog. You know, my grandmother had him wee-wee pad trained. He was a really nice dog. Grandma's going away. She's really upset. And then there's another way that's also very good. It's word of mouth. We've got, you know, the most amazing social media right now with things like Facebook and YouTube. Do a little, you know, Facebook, and only include your friends in it. Don't include everybody. Include your friends and say, listen, my grandmother's dog, it's a great dog, or, you know, it's a good dog. It doesn't do a lot of things wrong. It's really, really sweet. The problem is that we have this dog, and, you know, grandma's going in a nursing home and nobody can take the dog because our dogs don't get along with it or whatever. And you can actually, you know, ask people to private message you, tell them where the dog is located, the dog is up to date, spayed, neutered, all the vitals, and get a cute picture. Don't put it up, if you do that on Facebook with your Facebook friends or any social media, don't put up just a silly picture. Put something up that's nice, because if you put up something that's nice, people will tend to share it. And if you get a really cute picture of, don't get a picture of him, you know, of the dog in a room with feathers all over, and say, oh, look how cute, this was when he ripped grandma's entire, you know, $3,000 special bed and pillows up, but he's the best dog in the world. You want to get a cute picture of your dog or of the dog doing something cute and, you know, being a good dog, not being a bad dog, because if you have a bad dog, you know, unfortunately, that's not really the best idea in the world. So what are you going to do? Well, what you're going to do is you're going to contact people and ask them to share and say that we would like to find somebody locally. And this way, if you have a friend of a friend, at you know, assuming you actually know the friend, you have a much better chance of having, you know, finding a location and a great home for the dog. And tell people, you know, we'd like to meet with you. We'll come to your house and make sure the dog gets along. Really what you're doing is they're not checking out your dog. You're checking them out to make sure you got a good feeling about it. I know it's a little more work than dumping a dog in the shelter, but you will make a much better decision on the dog's future and life. And you'll make sure he doesn't wind up as a bait dog in a pit bull ring, or that he doesn't wind up in some other really horrendous situation. It's just common sense and common decency to make sure you find an appropriate home. Another place that's really great is contacting all breed rescues near you and see if you know anybody who's a volunteer at a shelter or rescue or is involved in that. And even if you work in an office, let's say you work in a large office building, get a really cute picture of the dog. You can put it up in your supermarkets that you're near. You can put it up on the community bulletin board. And you say, you know, unfortunately, due to elderly person, you know, going into nursing home or, God forbid, passing away, you know, we are forced to give this dog up. It's a great dog. It does this, this, and this. And that's another way, a very, very simple way, that you can ensure that your dog doesn't wind up dead 3 days, 5 days, 7 days after you give the dog up. Now, remember also, if you give the dog up, the dog is not going to suddenly be devoid of all of its behavioral issues. It is still going to have the same behavioral issues that it had before. It's just got more behavioral issues because now the dog has no trust, has no connection with anybody, and there's a really good chance that that dog is going to be having a bigger problem later on. So why are we doing this, and why are we allowing our dogs to have all these different issues? Well, we're doing things because we don't think. We've got to start thinking, people. We've got to start doing the right thing for the right reason for our dogs who have given us love and trust and security for their whole lives. So it's a really, really important concept to make sure that you provide that the dog, in case there's a problem, you provide for his needs. You make sure that he's going to be safe after you give him up. All right, we will be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we're talking about how to find a great home for your dog if you do have to find him a new home. Of course, we always recommend that everybody, you know, instead of giving a dog up, that you try to do what you can to find a local home. Now, some places will, if you do have a dog with a behavioral issue, those places will actually help you to locate an appropriate home. But you want to try to stick close to home. Even calling up some of the neighbors, especially if it's a good dog, or if your grandmom or whoever it is winds up having a, you know, living in an assisted living or something like that. Well, that's a great, great place because there may be somebody else who's interested in having that dog, maybe even somebody who's actually, you know, seen grandma walking the dog. So it's really, really important that we, you know, we try to, you know, figure out as many places as we can and people who might be interested in finding that dog a new home. I know it seems like kind of a crazy thing because we say, oh, I'll never give my dog up. And most people won't, you know, most people make a commitment. I was just up in Syracuse, New York, and I went up to Syracuse, New York because there was this amazing family up there who has a pit bull. Very sweet dog, but he was extremely aggressive, and the people were going to put him to sleep, and I'll never forget it. Monday at 6:30, they had an appointment, and they were just devastated because they really loved the dog, and he was a really sweet dog. But unfortunately, you know, the problem was that because he, you know, he was very aggressive with randomly with people, they were not able to, you know, to keep him. So what happened was they were going to put him asleep, and one of our people up in Syracuse, New York, named Jill. Jill was there, and she received a phone call from this family. And Jill's been doing obedience for about 4 years. She's wonderful,
And she contacted me a while ago, and she's been going through our United Canine Professionals classes. And she called me up, and she said, Janice, I got a call from these people. It's a little over my head because it's pretty significant aggression. But I really, these people are so nice. They're really super, and they're just devastated. And they have an appointment, which this was about 2 weeks ago. They have an appointment for this dog to euthanize the dog at 6:30 Monday night. Now, having that little deadline and realizing that, wow, this dog is going to die. I mean, we're not talking about we're giving it to a shelter. It's got a vet appointment that is coming up imminent. And unfortunately, you know, this dog is going to be euthanized. It's a really, really horrible thing to think about, that a great, healthy 14-month-old dog is going to be euthanized because of a behavioral issue. And these people were great. They had they hired a company that used shock collars, and basically the company with the shock collars, in my very educated opinion, is who really messed this dog up because it removed all the trust. You don't want to use shock collars, prong collars, pinch collars, choker chains, because what happens is that the dog starts to learn that, you know, you are not trustworthy. That if the dog can't trust somebody, I always say if the dog has not one person to trust and has no connection, that dog's dead. That's what happens. That even if there's one person who has a connection with the dog, we can save that dog. Well, this dog was very lucky because he had three amazing people that he had a strong connection with. Well, I just spent almost 7 hours in a class. It's very lucky that I don't charge by the hour. That's why United Canine Professionals, we charge a flat fee, because some classes take 3 hours, and I drove about 4.5 hours each way to get to the class, and then we worked with the dog, and the family was amazing, brought a couple of my people up there, including Jill, and after a very short time, it was really clear that this dog was just trying to find a leader, and he thought that that was his job. So behaviorally, within several hours, this dog was a different dog. Now it's just up to the people, to the family, to be able to make sure that they keep up what I was doing and what I taught them. So the goal here is always to prevent the dog from being euthanized. Sometimes even if you reach out to a doggy daycare, sometimes people, you know, groomers, think about pet professionals. Think about the people you've paid money or that you know about that are, you know, dog people, and say, listen, you may not be able to help me, but this is a picture. I'm going to email you a picture, or walk around, get a flyer together. Instead of a lost flyer, you say, we need to rehome this dog locally. Great dog. You know, we'll leave, you know, even if you've ever used United Canine Professionals, we will help you rehome the dog. And the guarantee, we give a lifetime guarantee. Nobody else does this. You get a lifetime guarantee, and it's not from just some one local yokel person who's on his own, and he goes out of business in 6 months, and there's your lifetime guarantee is useless. We have a team of hundreds of people around the world who are certified through United Canine Professionals and or Merlin's Kids, and all of these people will help you. So if you have a dog that you know, we help you with, and you need to give that dog up, you need to call us because we will help you. We can't take the dog. But 9 times out of 10, when you have a dog with any kind of behavioral issue and we help you with it, that dog is going to be one of the dogs that's going to be chosen first, because it's like having two cars that are similar, but one has an extended warranty that covers another 100,000 miles. Which one are you going to probably take? So the United Canine Professionals lifetime guarantee goes with the dog. And if you have a dog and you need to rehome it, the best way to handle that is by letting us know so we can help you. Well, we only have one more segment. I hate when we're almost done, but we will be right back in a moment.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we are talking about how to legitimately rehome a dog because it is really, really an important thing. I know most people don't think of it this way, but if we're able to take a dog and we're able to rehabilitate it in really minutes, then why are so many dogs dying? Why do we have dogs dying every day in shelters? It's because people think that once the dog goes into a shelter or they let the dog run away, I don't know what you're thinking. Oh, somebody's going to magically take the dog and give it a great home, and hopefully it won't bite their children like it bit my children. But, you know, you're not thinking. And in my opinion, it is extremely arrogant and it is extremely irresponsible to give up an animal unless there is a major reason or the dog is sick and really sick. But when you commit to a dog, and, you know, people have said, oh, you know, I can't afford the medical bills. You know, you can get pet insurance, and we're actually working right now on getting, we have pet insurance on all of our service dogs, but we're actually going to be, I hope, in the very near future, within the next couple weeks, being able to give a free 30-day policy. It won't be from us, but it'll be from, in my opinion, the best insurance company on the planet. They're really wonderful. And you'll be able to, everybody, you can call up, and we'll hook you up to get a free month of insurance. So if you wanted to do pet insurance, and that's why you're giving a dog up, because you can't afford the medical bills, why not get the dog pet insurance? Young dogs are like $25, $30 a month. That's really not a lot of money if you think about it. And, you know, that's like a dollar a day, not even. That's, you know, not even a coffee a day. So it is really, really important that everybody keeps that responsibility for the dog. So we talked about some great ways if you do have to rehome your dog because of a legit reason. I do not consider... we're having a baby, a good reason. I do not consider, I didn't know he was going to get that big, a good reason. I do not consider, he's got a lot of hair, a good reason. And I do not consider any reason that you are going to be taking a dog and shunning your responsibilities. I do not consider that a good reason. Now, it is not up to me. If it were, a lot of people wouldn't have children, and a lot of people would not have dogs, because there's a huge difference, and there's got to be somebody out there who says, stop the insanity. Remember that lady Susan Powder? She was a little goofy, but I think the woman had the greatest thing. It stopped the insanity. Why are we euthanizing dogs? Why are we giving up dogs? The dogs, if the tables were turned, these dogs would never give us up. They'd protect us. They would try to save us. They wouldn't let something happen to the people they love. Why do people do that to dogs? It's just wrong. It's irresponsible. And it is extremely arrogant. It's that the human beings out there are not all very talented and intelligent. There are too many people also who go into shelters, grab a dog, call it a service dog, and charge a lot of money for it, and the dog has no training, and it's the dog's fault. Now you got a dog who's in the wrong place. Anything can happen, even to the best of companies and the best of people. You can always get it one that just, it doesn't work out right. But the vast majority of times when you have a dog and you're doing the right thing, 9 times out of 10, that dog is going to do what it's supposed to do, and you're going to be fine. So don't be irresponsible. If you do have to give a dog up, don't dump it in the shelter. Try to find another route. You're only finding a home for one dog. I have found homes for thousands of dogs. So it's, you know, again, it's even if it is a dog who's, if it is a dog who's interesting, that's my Fallon who, she's just coming over and whining at me because she's hungry. But that's okay. We got to finish this show. She's going to eat. She ate this morning. She just forgot about it. But anyway, the goal is when we have a responsibility, we need to really keep that responsibility true. You know, anybody who's going to give up a dog, you know, try to find somebody who's going to take that dog. So we've gone through a lot of that. What I do want to cover now is with Merlin's kids. Sometimes we do take dogs from people. Most of the time we don't. If your dog is not well behaved, and if your dog is 6 to 7 years old, we can't take it. If your dog just bit your kid, please don't call me. And believe it or not, I've had a number of people do this. Don't call me and say, this would be a great service dog. He's so sweet. He did just bite my 3-year-old in the face. She needs plastic surgery. But it'd be great with an older child. Really? Please don't do that. But if you have a dog with a behavioral issue, call UnitedCanineProfessionals.com, 855-4-Canine-Pros. And if you want to get involved, and, you know, you might be able to find somebody who might enjoy that dog, you can call us also if you're interested in the training to become a service dog trainer. You can actually get the training through merlinskids.org, merlinskids.org. And merlinskids.org, which is 855. Hi, Wyatt. 855. Hi, Wyatt. Is a wonderful, absolutely fabulous way of contacting professionals who are going to help you with your dog's issues and possibly even train you if you've got what we think it takes. If you've got what it takes to be a service dog trainer or you want to work in a school with your dog, and therapeutic facilitation or behavioral intervention, or if you want to hook up with us on our incredible cancer detection programs, disease detection programs, we're the only ones who offer training. And the problem right now is that people aren't, not everybody, but the ones I see, other than one group, people aren't doing it the right way. They don't get it. It's like giving a dog a cookie and wondering why he's at a restaurant and he's staring up at you waiting for the cookie instead of sleeping under your feet. So there are a lot of different ways to do things. It's not that one method is better, but some methods just make sense and others are just abusive or just really don't make any sense at all. So we really enjoy being here every Tuesday night. You can contact us if you'd like to go through our canine behavior rehabilitation training. It's called natural canine behavior rehabilitation because we do what dogs do. It's from nature. We do not sit and make our dogs do tricks, party tricks. We don't care. We want our dogs to find diseases and cancers in people. We want our dogs to be the best trained service dogs, locate seizures. Imagine if you had to tell a seizure dog every 5 minutes, am I having a seizure? 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 I mean, it'd drive you nuts. So it's not about the dog. It's about us changing the way we do things in order to change the dog. So, well, you know, it's unfortunately, it is time to go. And we're going to definitely be getting our book out. It's my book, which is a great behavioral book. And you're going to be able to purchase it out on our website at UnitedK9Professionals.com. as well as on merlinskids.org, or you can go to our Facebook pages or follow us on Twitter. Our Facebook pages are United, the letter K, the number 9, Professionals with an S. You can like our page, and we'd love you to also like our
Facebook page for merlinskids.org, Merlin like the magician, M-E-R-L-I-N-S, next word, kids, K-I-D-S, Merlin's Kids. And what we're going to do is we'll get you a copy of our book. I wrote this, it's really an amazing book, I must say, so I'm really excited about it. It goes into genetics just a little bit, just enough for people to understand why. And the best part about it is you can get it on ebook. You can take it all over with you on your iPad, your phone, pretty much anywhere, and you can refer to it wherever you need help. So we're going to have to, unfortunately, stop our show today and go on to some other things. It's really wonderful. We're so excited. We did an extra show instead of For the Love of Dog today because we had some technical difficulties on Tuesday. So even though this is usually For the Love of Dog, we are going to be doing this very important show in conjunction with our Tuesday night show. Tuesday night, 7 to 8 Eastern time, we will have our From Shelter Dog to Service Dog normal day on Tuesday, and next Friday we will return with our For the Love of Dog show. So anyway, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We just love having everyone here, and we enjoyed being with you. Please have a safe, healthy, happy weekend. Drive carefully.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.